It's a big day for Muna Hassan and the charity she helped found, Integrate Bristol.
Okay, hello Muna, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good.
Can you tell me where we are today?
We're at our big summer launch, which is sort of aimed at raising awareness on FGM. It's really good. I've been really excited all day, and it's really nice to have everyone be on the same page and wanting to end FGM all together.
They're here to discuss a very serious subject, female genital mutilation, cutting the sex organs of young girls and women. For Muna, this subject is very close to home. Her family is Somali, but she was born in Sweden. She moved to the UK when she was 9 and grew up in a diverse community in Bristol. While she was at school, girls would mysteriously disappear in the summer holidays and return to school having had an operation. But Muna's parents never talked to her about FGM. It wasn't until a teacher told her about the practice that she decided to look into it herself and realised it was common in the Somali community.
And then it was from there I kind of felt like, okay, I need to do something. It was kind of like that instinct that I got straight away as soon as I read some sort of the facts and statistics that I had to do something. And then I went back home and I told my mum, I was like, Mum, like, what is this? She kind of sat down with me and kind of explained it and kind of went, you know, we always thought that you didn't have to know about that, but you were bound to find out. Someone I knew who was within sort of my peer group kind of told me that she'd gone through it, and that completely threw me off because we were really young at that time as well, and I was just starting off the work, and that pushed me to do the work even more because I realised she might have been one of the girls that told me that she'd gone through this, but they were definitely more out there.
Muna's teacher, Lisa Zimmerman, encouraged her and 3 of her friends to write poems about the issue.
And so we stayed after school, and they'd be literally turning the screens off if anyone came too close. And if you read the poems, I'm not sure that you'd know they were about FGM. It was really very vague, but some other girls started getting interested in what they were doing and asking questions. And the next year we had 12, and they wanted to make some kind of media project. And they made a drama doc for radio, which ended up being featured on BBC, which was quite an achievement at the time.
But with their success in getting the issue of FGM on national radio, they faced anger from their own community.
And there was quite a few men in the community that kind of went, actually, we don't want them doing this work, and so we're going to try and get the school to stop doing it, trying the girls to sort of harass us.
It was quite aggressive, to be honest, and it included a couple of people who worked at the school at that time. It was very difficult. Some girls were bullied out of the project. They did rejoin, but at the time it was quite scary. I found out that the principal had had a call from the police saying 75 irate elders are on the way to the school, and he was absolutely terrified. In the end, only 35 of these men turned up to make a complaint.
The following year, more girls joined the project, and they decided to make a film about FGM. It won them a national award, but also more complaints.
There was a man who was calling up the girls' parents, being very aggressive about it, and there was somebody who worked in the school who was trying to stop the showcasing, because we booked the local cinema to have a big sort of celebration of their work. And the girls were absolutely... I mean, I remember one day, Muna and several others were standing outside the principal's office crying because they thought their film wasn't going to get shown, and they were so proud of it, and it had been so much work. And then in the end, the three mothers in particular, organised a secret meeting with the police in one of the houses, and other women went there as well, and they demanded that the police support them, which, of course, they were happy to. So we ended up going to the watershed with a full police escort.
And it was because that it was the mothers and these women who were so strong and were saying, enough is enough, like, these girls are going to do the work, that it carried on, but it kind of gave all the other women and all the other girls courage to carry on as well, because it was like, if they can stand up to these bullies and all these people who are saying no, then so can we.
After overcoming the opposition to their campaigns, Muna and her friends have achieved great things for the project, including meeting UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and getting the UK Education Secretary to write to all schools about FGM. Her teacher, Lisa, has watched Muna make that transition over the last 8 years.
Well, she's grown hugely in confidence, but I remember one moment in particular when she was 15, and I just said to Muna, look, here's the House of Lords, call them and ask to speak to these people. And she said, OK, and she took the phone and she called the House of Lords, and she got 4 of them on the phone. And I just thought, she starts off by saying, I'm a Somali girl and I'm working on a project about FGM. And I thought, OK, well, I wouldn't have got through because I couldn't have claimed that.
I think people, when they hear the message, I think it's not necessarily me, but it's the message that I bring. I think that's when they listen to me.
Lindsay Melling, DW, Bristol, England.